Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The good news is Gordon Tallis has finished mowing the Frizzell's lawn. He's on the Gold Coast. Gordy Tallis, are you there?
G'day, guys. How you going?
Fantastic, mate. What did you have to do? What was going on? You'd have to
help
the Frizzell's
out. Well,
you
guys changed your clocks. See, right. In Queensland, we just own the same time every day of the year. And, and I was talking to the producer through the week, can you get Kevy on at 1:20? And I just looked on Instagram. It says we're coming on at 1 p.m. So I just thought it was exactly the same time that I'd come in at the same time. But obviously, I got it wrong.
Jeez, mate, how do you run a bath? How do you get yourself ready? But anyway, we'll come back to that because we have actually got Queensland Rugby League royalty on the phone. Our old mate, Kevy Walters, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Anyway, thank you. Great afternoon, isn't it? I've just got a message for Gordy. Gordy, I just got off the phone from the Regatta Hotel. You left your wallet there, mate.
Oh, mate, I wish. well done, Stephen Bradbury. The new Broncos coach, Stephen Bradbury. The only one that didn't fall over.
Oh, no, Kevin. That's
gold. That's a good start.
So welcome to the show, Kevin.
Great to be here, fellas. Look, excellent week for me personally this week, I've got to say. Disappointing to have to relinquish the Maroons job, but certainly great to be, now named as the head coach of the Broncos. It's something I've been striving for the last 20 years, basically, from when I finished playing in 2000. We won the premiership with Gordy. Since then, it's been a long road, but a very rewarding road as well.
So what's the first work you did for the club, Kevy?
Just getting in. Two things we've got to sort out. First up, Kenny, is the playing roster, and there will be some changes there, I can assure you of that. And also, just sorting out all of our staff and performance staff and assistant coaches, all that sort of thing. So, that's going to be done hopefully in the next sort of 7 to 10 days, and then we can really sort of knuckle down and get on with season 2021.
Kevy, I'd love to ask you what changes you're going to make to your roster. I know you're not going to give me specifics, but can you tell me that, unless you got specifics, you want to tell me a few names, that'd be great. But if you don't, tell me what's driving the change and what you're hoping to achieve.
Well, it's an imbalance, across the board on the Broncos roster from mine. I've only had a brief look at it, on Friday, across the board of ages and games played and this sort of thing. So, I think that's pretty glaring to everyone. And the other thing is, just getting the best out of those guys that are in the roster. I felt that didn't happen with a lot of players this year as well. And that'll be part of my role next year and all of the coaching staff and all of the performance staff is to get the best out of the available talent there that is there at the moment, and which I think everyone would agree that didn't happen this year. I mean, they had some players as individuals that had years that they could be very proud of, guys like, Pat Carrigan, Payne Haas, Katoni Staggs, these sort of guys. But there's a lot of guys in there that certainly underperformed, and that's my job, as I say, and the rest of the coaching staff and the performance staff to make sure that doesn't happen, in season 2021.
How do you address that with the players?
Well, once we get them back in, I'll be having some discussions with them before they come back to training, of course. They're all out of the bubble now, the Broncos. They left the bubble on Friday morning, so I've got good access to them now. Some of them will be involved in State of Origin, which I think is going to be great for their development. But then those that aren't, we'll sort of get to all of them at some stage between now and when they come back to train to make sure that they got the right mindset, and some very clear instructions about season 2021 and their role that they will need to play in the club for us to turn this around.
Kevy, one of the big criticisms of the Broncos this year was that they were devoid of leaders. And, Pat Carrigan, you just mentioned, is obviously a very young player. He was elevated into the position of being one of the co-captains at the club. With Darius Boyd now retired, what are you thinking in terms of, do you think you need to bring some new people in that are seasoned and experienced? And in all likelihood, one of them may well end up being the captain of the club.
Most certainly, Hoops. That's an area that we've got to put a lot of attention into, the leadership group at the Broncos, and firstly identifying who those players are, and if they're not at the club at the moment, well, how do we get them into the club as such? Because You know, that's certainly an area that we're looking at heavily. But you know, one of the things that I said in front of the board in my interview process was I feel there's a total disconnect from the Broncos club to the community and their sponsors, their members, their corporate people, the fans in general. I feel there's a total disconnect, and that's part of my mantra, is to make sure that there is a connection between that and also the players as well. I feel there's a disconnect amongst them and the playing staff. That's what I can see just from the outside looking in, and it was pretty clear to me to pick that up. You see little things in games and different situations where this has been happening, and it's a no-go zone for me, and that's one of the first things, once we all get back together, that I will be addressing.
You talk about that disconnect, Kevy. I know of a former player of the Broncos who now has a corporate box through his company. He's never had a phone call from the club.
Well, there you go, mate. So, you know, you can't just blame it all the season on Anthony Seibold. You know, that would be terribly unfair. There's a lot of things not going right at the Broncos for them to finish where they are. But, you know, there are some good people still in there, in the building, working, some players as well who, you know, have done the right thing this year. There are others that haven't. So we need to, you know, draw a line in the sand as such from old terms, and let's all get on the same page together. So that's players, coaching staff, the administration staff of the Broncos Club, the board of the Broncos Club, the CEO of the Broncos Club, the chairman of the Broncos Club. Let's all get together and with our members, fans, sponsors, corporates, anyone who's been involved at the Broncos, we need to all get together and be on the same page and roll together. And that's it. When we do that, we're going to be a very powerful club. But that is going to take some time for that to happen. But when it does, the Broncos will be back, you know, that super club that we know that they all can be.
Go on. Kenny, you go.
I was just going to say, Kevy, just on the back of that, talking about Anthony Seibold, he has been made the scapegoat for the season. And yep. I spoke to somebody at the club recently who said the sad part about this year is that the players will just basically shift all blame onto Seibold, with a lot of people happy to heap that blame on him, and the players will walk away essentially unscarred from it because it's just easily done to throw off onto the coach. How do you make the players more accountable? And secondly, the entitlement that is in the group, which I'll be honest, I've witnessed, and I think it is off the charts.
It is.
How
off
do you
the
get
charts.
Rid of that?
Yeah. Well, mate, that's simple, mate. We go and explain, you know, the rules of the club and their responsibility as a member. They are a member of the Broncos Football Club. You know, surely if we dangle those wooden spoons in front of their eyes, that's enough. You know, it's wrong to just blame Anthony Seibold for the season that the Broncos had. It's just disrespectful to Anthony and disrespectful to everyone in the club. Everyone needs to shoulder the responsibility of what happened in the organisation this year. Everyone that's directly involved in the club. And that'll be my mantra as well, to make sure that responsibility is taken and that it doesn't happen, you know, in future years.
Yeah, Kevy, it's a big job ahead of you. What's you know, every coach, like, they leave a legacy. What do you want yours to be? You know, just say it's 10, 15 years' time. What style of football are your teams going to play?
Well, they're going to play a style of football that we played, Gordy, through the 90s. You know, I think the Broncos, when you think of the Broncos, you always think of their attacking flair, which is, you know, one thing that we were always very strong on, and you've got to have the right players to do that. So right now there probably needs to be some change to the roster, you know, for that to happen across the board. And secondly, defensively, mate, the Broncos were known as a tough, gritty defensive team that never gave up. No different to the Melbourne Storm or the Roosters, what they have now in their systems. That was the Broncos of old, and it slowly drifted away in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, again, not blaming Anthony, but the last 4 or 5 years, the Broncos have increasingly got poor defensively. So that's part of my mantra, mate. And the other thing, and I always remember the first day, you know, that I walked into the club, the directors told me, and I wasn't there from the start. I went there for the 89 pre-season, and it was told to me very clearly by the directors and the board, and explained to me and by the head coach, that you're now at the Broncos Club. We are part of the community. You are not only playing for yourself and your teammates, but you have a responsibility to the whole community here in Brisbane and across Queensland to do your best every week. We want our fans, when you play at Suncorp Stadium, Lane Park, as it was known then, when they walk away from that stadium, we know you can't win every week, But they need to be proud of their team and their performance. And that hasn't happened for the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. So that'll be the legacy that I want to leave, Gordy.
Yeah, well said, Kev. One of the other massive stories that's been around this week, Kev, there's been your appointment, there's been Wayne Bennett's appointment back into the Queensland State of Origin Arena, and then there's been this link with Craig Bellamy possibly coming in as a coaching director in 2022. How would you feel about having Craig come in that role 12 months into your tenure?
Yeah, look, I don't have a problem with that at all, Hoops. There'd be 15 clubs, and well, 16 clubs in the NRL that would love to have the services of Craig Bellamy, you know, on their staff. Craig is a person of great character, knowledge of the game. His success is clearly there for everyone to see. I mean, there's the Storm performance last night. That's what I want the Broncos to get to, and we're a long way off that now. I thought it was a tremendous game last night. Even the Parramatta Eels were in it up to their eyeballs. So that's where, you know, I walked away from that game there last night, like thinking, that's what I want our Broncos team to look like, you know, and however long that takes us, it's going to take us, and it's not going to be easy. You know, the Storm have been at their top for, you know, 10 years now, you know, in the NRL and consistently in the top four, but it's not about top four for me. It's about winning premierships, and that's what we need to get back to doing.
Kevy, how realistic is it Craig Bellamy being there in 2022?
I don't know, honestly, mate. I haven't had a conversation with Craig about that, or I haven't had a conversation with the club about that. I don't really. If Craig gets here, he'll be a huge asset for the club. If he doesn't, you know what, we survived without Craig Bellamy in years gone by, and we'll survive again if he doesn't, you know, park his shoes in at the Broncos. I mean, it's a bit unfair to be talking about Craig and him coming when he's, you know, got such a big job in the next 4 weeks, you know, with the Melbourne Storm. I believe they're a, you know, big contender for the finals, and he's signed next year as well at the Storm. So, yeah, I think it's a bit unfair on Craig to be discussing it, really.
Kevy, what are you doing now with Origin? I understand you don't actually finish until October 31. Wayne's coming in now to coach the side, which begins, I think, November 4 is the first game.
Yeah.
But there's a handover process. So what's your actual input now into the Maroons between here and when Wayne has finished his commitments at South?
Yeah, well, I haven't had much of a chance to have a chat with Wayne and see exactly what he wants, but I'll sort of be working with him in the transition period of him taking over the Queensland side. So his side is playing this afternoon. If they get knocked out this afternoon, well, I guess he would step in virtually straight away. But if not, if they continue on in the premiership, well, I'll continue to you know, talk with our players, convene our players. There's not a lot to do, though, anyway, because the players that have been knocked out recently, well, the Broncos last weekend have got 2 weeks mandatory, you know, no training as such by the RLPA, and teams that the players that drop out this weekend, you've got to have 2 weeks off. So, at the moment, I'm just communicating with all the players and our staff in the Origin Arena and just working to get that right so that when Wayne does come in and it's his opportunity to take over, that, you know, the ship is sailing, you know, in the right direction. But huge shoes to fill for Wayne Bennett. I feel sorry for him, to be honest with you. He's in a no-win situation, isn't he?
Yeah, that's true. Well, if there's no wins, there'd be nothing like nothing's changing, sir.
Hey, Kenny, 3-0 Queensland, mate. Get on board, big fella.
$2.90 to take the series, Kev.
Good on you, Kevy.
Give me some of that. I'll have some of that.
All right, mate, we'll let you go. Loud. Best of luck.
No worries. Good on you.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.